we've got 21 beds on the intensive care unit, and it's the part of the hospital where we look after the very sickest children that are actually in the hospital. They're looked after pretty much on a one-to-one basis, so one nurse to one patient, and many of them are on life support machines, so a ventilator to help.
Peter Mark Fortune is a consultant on this paediatric intensive care unit. He says the chaplains give more than just comfort.
I think they give a very clear grounding, which helps families, because unfortunately part of our work is around children whose lives are limited in some way, and that prompts some very difficult discussions about making sure we do the right thing for those children. And I think that's very hard for families to contextualise, often in terms of their faith as well as in terms of their own humanity and their very natural feelings for their own children. And the chaplaincy team are utterly vital in helping us help them through and steer all of us really through what can be a really difficult process.
The chaplains provide support and advice when parents have to make tough decisions about withdrawing life support. Sadiq Dewan is the Muslim chaplain at the hospital and says they provide guidance so that families know they haven't compromised their religious beliefs.
For example, Islamically, is it okay to withdraw support at this point in time, etc.? These are deeply ethical, moral and religious questions, and the philosophical underpinnings, you know, of making these decisions is that holistic approach to these decisions that are very, very, very difficult on our parents and carers to make.
Parents often want to know if they're betraying their values.
We come to them from this difficult place, exploring the passage, the journey with them. So at the end, if the decision is made that the life support is withdrawn and the patient then dies, then in retrospect, they don't feel that regret, remorse or that guilt that they didn't try as much as they could to be with their child.
Reverend Chris Brown is an Anglican chaplain and says they can provide spiritual and pastoral support.
It's largely, I think, being alongside them, because you can cover all three areas, you know, the religious, the spiritual in general, and a lot of what we do basically it's pastoral, you know, so we get parents who want the baby baptized or a blessing or prayers. Others just want someone alongside them, even if they're not orientated to going towards the church normally. You know, it's that kind of occasion, they feel that need.
The role includes emergency baptisms.
We'll get a phone call, can we come in to do the baptism? We do it here. Very often, because of the nature of it, and the word there is emergency. The interesting thing is, because you can see there's beds, but there's also cots, and access to the baby can be a bit restricted. So we can actually baptise on the leg or the knee. We don't actually have to do it on the forehead.
With 371 beds, the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital is the largest single-site children's hospital in the UK. And the Central Manchester Hospital Trust is one of the busiest in the country. The chaplains offer a 24-hour-a-day on-call service.